Fitness Center at University Hospital's Avon Health Center. Lots of things happen here. People stay fit. Sometimes they overwork themselves, and then they need to kind of go through some therapy. Or there's people that maybe get injured, and they also need some help. And that's why Tom Lamott is here. He's the Rehabilitation Services at UH. He's a physical therapist. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to be here.
When I said you're a physical therapist, then you said, I represent all of rehabilitation. What does that mean?
Right.
What other things are there other than physical therapists?
Sure. Rehabilitation services encompasses three distinct disciplines: physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. So we have a number of different therapists in our group.
So physical therapy, that's, I guess, just making the person be able to function again from whatever injury, right?
Correct. There are a number of people who come in to seek our services. Either they've had surgery recently, they've had a fall and they hurt themselves, they're in pain, there's some kind of impairment or dysfunction that we're trying to remedy so that they can get back on the playing field as an athlete, or go back to work and do their day-to-day job, or just basically be able to do their day-to-day activities like showering, bathing, dressing, things of that nature.
So occupational therapy then is more of a subset of that, specific tasks that they
Correct.
Have to do?
Correct. They're the specialists in the day-to-day stuff, ADLs, activities of daily living. They're the ones who help you get back to, you know, putting your shirt on again without pain, being able to dress, being able to bathe. Also in the outpatient setting, they are usually the hand experts in the field, that they're the ones dealing with a lot of upper extremity injuries that include the elbow and the shoulder. Today, I can tell you, our staff is a little different here at Avon Rehab. We have recently hired a certified hand therapist who has really helped bolster our services here at Avon. We're now able to offer occupational outpatient services here at Avon for the first time in many years.
It's amazing what people don't realize their body can do if they can't do it.
Correct.
You know, I can't suddenly move my arm, so here's all the things that suddenly I can't do because I can't move my arm. And so this is where you're trying to work either around it or make it stronger so that they can do it, or give them other suggestions on how to do it.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a very rewarding profession, you know, to be able to establish that relationship with the patient, be able to see them go from being very dysfunctional to, you know, getting back to doing what they want to do, and they're very happy about it, and that makes us very happy.
Tom, you mentioned the different three different disciplines of therapy. Are they all under this roof, or would they be at the other locations as well?
We have all three services pretty much at all three locations. It's very rare that we have speech therapy offered over here at Avon, though we have done it in the past. But all three disciplines are offered at Elyria, North Ridgeville, and Avon.
Are there some injuries a little more common than others, maybe from people working out or slipping and falling or whatever the case may be? Do you see more common injuries than not?
Absolutely. You're going to see a lot of people with strains. You know, you don't always see the heavy surgeries come into our department. You will see a lot of people who just hurt themselves for whatever reason, whether it be they were getting up in the middle of the night and they fell and hurt themselves. Or you will see somebody who overdid it. There's something they do every single day, and so over time, the repetition will cause a sprain. So those are the most common types of injuries we will see. But as I think both of you will probably know, with the increasing age of our population, people are getting the total knee and total hip replacement surgeries more and more. So we're seeing those types of post-operative patients probably more frequently than ever before.
Now, you're wearing a shirt and tie. Usually when I see a physical therapist, they're kind of, you know, in that sort of let's get into some of the therapy kind of mode to it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, as the rehab manager, I sometimes feel like I need to dress professionally, should I say.
Okay.
But we basically here in therapy world, we don't have a specific dress code that we need to adhere to necessarily with a shirt and tie. Our therapists want to wear casual clothes, a polo shirt, khakis, you know, something that's going to be comfortable that we can treat patients in.
Right, because you sometimes will have to demonstrate some of the therapy
of
that
course.
You have to do.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
Sometimes your outfit may limit something like that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're actually working toward here at UH, is that we are implementing a dress code for therapy for the outpatient centers so that we can look professional.
Uh-huh.
And it will have a basically UH Rehabilitation Services shirt that we all will wear. And the therapists will, be easily identified by the patients and the fitness center members when they're walking around the facility.
What do you like most about the physical therapy occupation that you've chosen?
I love the fact that I'm able to help make patients better. When I was treating more patients, years ago before I moved into management, I really enjoyed getting to know the patient one-on-one, establishing a relationship. Seeing them go from a tough spot where they're not doing well, they're in a lot of pain, to just getting back to doing what they love to do, and the fact that we're able to be a big part of that in therapy is so rewarding.
You end up knowing a lot about your patients.
I mean,
because there's a lot of time, and do this motion, and then you have conversations with them while they're doing that to relax them, so that they kind of have a bond with you and they want to come to that therapy session.
Absolutely. And then that's the thing that we're so grateful for here at Avon and in North Ridgeville, our two outpatient sites, is we're able to provide that one-on-one care that every therapy patient deserves. It's much easier to establish that relationship when you're giving that one-on-one care. And basically what I really am so grateful for is that when you're seeing them go from a position where they're not doing well to doing better, and that you were there every step of the way, that you were able to really impact their lives, and these patients will come back time and time again, either themselves or family members, they'll refer to us because they had such a good experience.
Well, there is therapy has its ups and downs.
Yes.
I mean, there's that point where they're really excited, and then maybe the result's not quite there. You kind of
Correct.
Be the one that has to show them that there is light at the end of the tunnel, or the pain will go away if you do what I tell you to do.
Absolutely. And there's a concept that this hospital has been trying to implement for many years, and I think we've been very successful in the therapy world. Patient-centered care is so important in today's healthcare environment. And basically what we try to do in therapy is put the patient at the focus of their care. They write therapy goals, personal goals that the patients want to achieve by working with us in therapy, and then they're able to give us their input into what they would really like to get out of therapy. It helps motivate them, it helps them participate in therapy maybe a little bit more consistently, and it certainly motivates them to do their home exercise programs a lot more frequently. And thus the success level is maximized.
Right, because it requires their participation.
Absolutely.
You can only push their leg back and forth so much, and they're the ones that have to.
Of course, if the patients don't buy into the therapy, it's all for naught.
Right. But you do have some crazy looking colors in the therapies. These elastic bands.
Right.
They have boxes of things. And you're like, who came up with this stuff?
You can do amazing things with those, right?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah. And those are basically just differentiating the different strengths or different tension levels of the TheraBand.
Right. There's giant balls that they have there and ramps and
right.
all sorts of things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there are endless amounts of equipment
that
we utilize.
If you didn't know, you'd think it was like a kid's play area there. But you try to make it fun so that
absolutely.
They can do something like
it's
that.
It's exactly right.
Our guest today, Tom Lamott with Rehabilitation Services with UH. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that.
Sure thing. Absolutely.